We begin, though, with Reuben Scott, who is the president of the Sonoma County chapter of the NAACP. We've been wanting to keep this kind of conversation moving since the protests began. Reuben, great to have you back again.
Thank you. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you. Have we made progress? Are there things that we can put our finger on yet to say this has changed since the protests began in a good way?
You know, I want to say yes. Of course, I'm one of those guys who's very optimistic. I believe that the communication between the city and the governing officials, the dialogue, has become top priority. I believe that all voices have been are starting to be included inside of this dialogue. And so when we talk about dialogue, you know, we're sitting down trying to see what we can do in order to bring a more cohesive voice and more cohesive policies inside Sonoma County. What can we do in order to live together so that way no one has to feel oppressed? And I feel like in a lot of aspects we are getting somewhere, but I feel like we have a long ways to go.
So in actual concrete steps, none taken so far, or have there been some, Reuben?
You know, we have seen a few steps. You know, like Jill Radovich, her office, the assistant district attorney, Brandon, they created kind of an open platform. So if we have any kind of allegations of police brutality, things of that nature, we can go ahead and submit them to their office and they'll go ahead and look into it. You know, we have platforms now with the mayors and city councils in which we can openly talk, you know, and try to get some measures and policies on the table now, as if before it seemed like that was distant. So I do want to say that we have made some ground, but then again, I believe that the conversations with the city managers we haven't had yet. When you're looking at the Board of Supervisors, you're not hearing the reflection of the movement that is going on or the march of the protest. So although I would love to say, yes, we're making ground, I can see in a lot of areas that we still haven't even touched yet. And so that does get to be a little bit concerning.
Yeah, yeah, for us too, as we continue to watch the evolvement of our own community in these issues. And I know, Reuben, as you and so many of us look around in other communities and across the country, we see real changes. And many of those changes have to do with the transfer of leadership to people of color. For example, you know, you look at what's going on in Portland, Oregon, and that wall of moms that came together.
Amen.
Wow, isn't that something? And yet, these women got to a point where they were highly organized and got to a point where they said, wait a minute, none of the women in leadership positions with the wall of moms are people of color. So they just all stepped down and moved aside so that the appropriate people could have a sincere voice in what happens with the wall of moms. Do you see that taking place in other arenas?
Yes. Well, that took place at the start of our community. With the anti-white supremacy movement, you had a lot of people who stepped forward that were white, that were and they said, hey, we want to stand in the gap. We've been working on this for the last 2-3 years in our own homes, in our own community. And hey, we're want to now stand up. What happens is when you see that voice like ours that's marginalized, we're oppressed. And so when you have moms who sat back and watched George Floyd call for his mother, I said this a while ago, most of our communities are made up of 70% women. Women. So when they heard the cry, they stepped out and said, no longer will this happen to our children. No longer will this happen to our babies. And so we've been seeing not just the wall of moms, which step up and is great, but anti-white supremacy. We have in solidarity. We have so many allies and coalitions that are stepping to the forefront that are saying, we will be your voice when you need us to be. And then they're willing to step aside and say, we want you to have power. but they also understand that we, as black men and people of color, get targeted in a different way.
Yeah, no question about that.
So they're willing to once again say, we understand that too, so we'll stand in a gap and be your voice. I think that organizational structure is important. When you see, when they see units and organizations and corporations stand up in the gap and say, we will not be moved, we will stand here for you, that's when we can start getting realistic change, you know. And so, I love that. I love seeing that in our community when we're all stepping up together.
Yeah, and the wall of moms became the wall of dads and became, or, you know, the wall
leaf
of veterans.
And
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
yes.
Whatever the wall is, right? The wall is camaraderie at its height. What about the leadership here in Sonoma County and the representation of people of color? How do you find that?
Well, it all depends on what your intellect is, what's your hobby, what's your passion, right? In all communities, we have black organizations, and we try to create individuals to be their own leaders, right? So that's been our movement, self-development in our community. Even though we're interspersed, we're not at one specific location or demographic spot. You can't just find us there. We're all dispersed. But what we do try is to develop our own leaders, like my son, per se. He's 22. He is strong and confident in his creed and who he is. And, you know, his education is high. And, you know, his career of choice is, so we make sure that our children are striving for excellence in our community, and they're all striving to be leaders. When you look at organizational structure, it all depends on what type of organization you may, your hobby or your interest or your passion will lead you to. But as we have seen, we're focusing on developing and coming together and uniting more and more and more as the days go on and progress. A lot of times when you deal with, we don't have a fire, and you're just dealing with normalcy, normal life, then we just proceed as if. And we're always in that neutral speed to where we're just navigating through life and coasting. And this is one of those times where we see, all right, let's go ahead and bring our community all together and move in one direction because it's needed. I think that this time has allowed us to go ahead and say, we understand your individual plight. We understand your voice. Let's come together and put it all together and be unison, have a unison voice. And that's when you start seeing the fathers, the leaf blowers, and the mall of want moms.
Yeah.
That's when they see us come together and want to unite with us because they feel like you're all inclusive, and this is what we need, because this is a fight for human rights. This is a civil rights issue. This is for equality. It's not something other. It's not something that you have people just upset because they feel they have a right to be upset. But when it's been identified that you are oppressed and you are not equal, and then they ask you, what would you like? And all it is to be equal, and you're still being shown glimpses that they will not. The wall of where we are at to where equality is so far.
So still far a gaping hole, yes.
It's huge. And so for us to say right now this will be over overnight, we're not discouraged, but right now is when you're starting to see the recession hit. You're starting to see the funding that people have, even in businesses, shrivel down. So they're starting to feel, that society is starting to feel what we go through and what we walk through, the systemic oppression, because it becomes a class issue. Once it became a class issue, that's when you start seeing everyone walking with us, because they're like, wait a second, it has a whole undertone of people of color, but then there's also a class element undertone to it. And so that's when we start getting more people standing with us, because we have to make sure our city managers are doing their job.
Very much so. And Ruben, let's continue this conversation every couple of weeks. You game?
I'm game.
Very good.
I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you being with us this morning. That is Ruben Scott, NAACP Sonoma County Chapter President. And we will continue that conversation. And hopefully, stride by stride by stride, we get there.